it's a difficult test. Obviously, this is their big cup day out. We've got to make sure we don't be the ones that are the upset of the round. So we've got to be professional, have a professional performance, and we've done that.
A lot of nice interchanges between you forward players, yourself and Josh and Lasse. I mean, you know, that's quite nice when you can ping the ball around like that. It's really silky football. It must be enjoyable to play.
Definitely. I think you can tell by the way we played. Everyone was out there enjoying themselves. Like I said, we're no disrespect to the opposition, but we've got to go out there and perform as professionals and get the job done. And it's good to do it in such a pretty way.
And obviously, you're involved with an assist and with a great goal as well. I mean, firstly, your goal. When the ball's sat up for you like that, you're a long way out. To control that shot, what's sort of going through your mind as you're preparing?
As it went up to Lass, I just felt like Lass. I asked him to set it. He set it, sat up nicely. It's just, for me, I just wanted to get clean contact on it and use the technique to guide it goalwards and then see where it goes. It went into the bottom corner, so it looks great. But it's just all about technique and trying to use the right technique to keep it down.
You're involved in obviously helping Tom Field get his first goal for the club, and then he pops up with two. Wing-backs give you that option, don't you? Players attacking you from flanks when you're wide on one side, you know you should have someone attacking the ball on the other.
Yeah, definitely. I think I enjoyed Tom's day more than my actual goal, like for his first. Obviously, I've been that young boy before, and it's a great feeling scoring. He's obviously come through the system here, so it'll mean a lot to him and the fans. But if we keep playing the way we're playing against teams, whether they're in the conference or whether in the championship, we've got to keep belief and try and play that way because that's the way we like to play football.
You've had one or two maybe tougher times, haven't you, with some of the supporters here at Griffin Park. Do you feel that that's sort of your confident, you're turning whatever tide it is, whatever criticism maybe you have had?
I think no one's a bigger critic than myself. I've had bad games, I can accept it. I will accept any supporter's opinion. Whether I think I agree with it or not, it's a different matter. But I'm going to take it, I'll accept it. They'll love you one day, the other day they won't love you as much. But I'm a fan. I get messed up with Arsenal as a fan, so I totally understand where it's coming from. And I know within myself that my standards weren't great, my standards are good. So it's just part and parcel.
And it takes a lot of confidence, it takes a lot of sort of self-belief to carry on playing the way that you know that you can play, doesn't it? If you're having a tough game and you're having a bad day at the office, to keep going, that's about mental strength, your own mental strength.
Yeah, of course. But I think that's a strength of mine. Sometimes it is mentally tough, but when you've got teammates like we've got, and obviously the gaffer's known me for how many years now, and he's always got faith in me, and we've had a similar problem at Warsaw. Well, not problem, but he had a similar situation at Warsaw, and he kept faith in me, and as long as the people around me have got faith in me, I know I'm going to come good, and it's worked out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? If you've got belief coming from your teammates, but belief from your manager and the coaching staff as well, I mean, that's a real boost.
Yeah, it helps massively. Obviously, you don't want to be dealing with things alone. So to be in an environment the way that we are, the way that the gaffer's got the team and the togetherness, it's always good.
So you're an Arsenal fan? So they're playing Preston right now. Fingers crossed they get through. A trip to the Emirates in the fourth round?
Yeah, that's one of the big stadiums, obviously. Being at West Brom, you play at a couple of Premier Leagues. So I've been Old Trafford, Stamford Bridge, so Emirates would be good, especially as an Arsenal fan.